a way of addressing harm and violence that doesn't cause more harm or violence and also works to transform the conditions that have caused it in the first place and also transform the behaviors of those that are involved in causing the harm.
Transformative justice. Could doing so heal patterns of oppression, violence, and abuse, and grow communities where everyone thrives? What about in the theater community? Where would we even start? Let's explore together in The Real Work, a podcast about theater culture and transformative justice. My name is Tierra. I'm an artist based in Oakland, California, and I spent a year regularly gathering with 26 other folks in my theater community to learn together about transformative justice.
Creating an accountability process for both the harmer and the person who was harmed.
We were guided by Mia Mingus, one of the founders of the Bay Area Transformative Justice Collective. In this 6-episode audio series, we'll unpack what brought us together, what the real work of keeping each other safe is, and where to go from here.
It's equally about responding to harm that has happened and looking at ways of healing all of the people impacted by that harm and the whole complicated, messy, joyful part of that process. And equally about creating a world and changing the conditions that led to that harm even happening in the first place. Like, that is the balance of TJ, is like both of those things on the scale.
The Real Work was recorded on land stolen from the Chochenyo-speaking Lashon Ohlone people, land that they call Huchin, known in settler culture as Oakland and Berkeley, California. We acknowledge that true justice can never exist on stolen land, and that restoring Indigenous sovereignty is part of transformative justice. Folks who are not Indigenous to these lands, but who live, work, or travel on them, can directly support their rematriation back to the Lashon Ohlone people by voluntarily paying a Shumi land tax. We can all also show up to defend the West Berkeley Shell Mound, a sacred site to the Lashon Ohlone people that has already been desecrated into a parking lot and has been threatened for years with further development. May all stolen lands rematriate to their original caretakers, may all reparations be made and paid, and may all systems of oppression be dug out at the root.
You know, I think a big part of transformative justice is if we're not gonna use these other institutions that we know are harmful, like the police or prisons or the court systems or foster care systems or ICE, then that means that we are the people who have to respond.
A content note. In order to heal harm, violence, and abuse, we have to talk about it. And while we won't be getting into graphic descriptions during this audio series, we do invite listeners to please take care of yourselves as we go. We want you to be as well as possible on this journey with us. Each episode will include resources and transcripts in the show notes, plus an optional at-home exercise if you'd like to go deeper. Each episode will also be available as a video with ASL interpretation on the We Rise production website and YouTube channel.
Transformative justice is both holding folks accountable for their words and actions and not throwing them away as human beings. And I think the other side of it is like there is deep individual work that we are all responsible for in order to participate in this work. And it is community-based, that it's not work that you can do alone. Transformative justice also says, like, you cannot do this in a vacuum. Like, you have to get folks together in order to make your community stronger.
Our first full episode will be premiering August 22nd in an online gathering with ASL Interpretation, and you are invited. You can find where to register in the show notes. Let's gather, celebrate, and dialogue about how to make our community stronger. And on that tip, here's your first optional take-home exercise. Because transformative justice, or TJ, offers a paradigm of community accountability, and trust, we'll be unpacking what that means, Is there one person you might consider inviting to listen to these next six episodes with you? One person you might feel comfortable or even excited to say, hey, I'm gonna be listening to this audio series, here's the pilot. What do you think? Would you be down to listen along with me? I'd be curious to check this out with you. We would love for this series to reach as many people hungry for it as possible, so we encourage you to share it with your folks. And finally, we want this podcast to be for folks who know that theater can be life-giving and who have also experienced how damaging our practices can be. And beyond the world of theater, it's for folks who want to participate in dreaming up new worlds where violence is healed and not perpetuated, and where we all are safe, whole, and thriving. If you're interested in this kind of change, then welcome. This podcast is for you. Thank you for listening. We hope to connect with you at the online premiere, August 22nd. Thank you for listening to The Real Work, a podcast about theater culture and transformative justice. Thank you to the Center for Cultural Innovations Investing in Artist Grant, the City of Oakland's Cultural Funding Program, and to Cal Shakes for initially incubating this project. Our theme music is by Zonda of Diaspora Radical. This is a collaboration with We Rise Production, and we'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at weriseproduction@pm.me, on the socials, and at weriseproduction.com.